If you're a wholesaler, then you have to be able to recognize when it might be a good opportunity for a novation instead of a traditional cash assignment. Now, in this video, I want to break it down for you. When you think about traditional real estate, you're going to find a distressed property owner. You're going to contract on that property at a steep discount for cash and convenience, for the speed and convenience of an all-cash offer. And then you're going to sign that contract to a end cash buyer who's going to step in. They're going to take over the rights of your contract. They're going to purchase that property, and then you're going to earn an assignment fee. Now, a cash transaction has to be at the very bottom. It's the biggest discount because you need to assign that property to an end cash buyer who's going to do some kind of value add, and then they're going to rent it or flip it or whatever they're going to do. Now, there's certain situations, though, where it might be a good novation. And the way to think about a novation is instead of wholesaling to a cash buyer, now you're going to wholesale to a retail buyer. In a minute, I'm going to talk about what makes an ideal property for a novation, but you got to understand the big picture of what a novation is. What you're doing is you're changing from one contract, seller and you, to a new contract, which would be retail buyer and seller. So the reason why we have to change the contracts is because you cannot assign to a retail buyer who's getting a loan. So retail buyer, if they're getting financing, the lender's not going to let them do an assignment of contract, right, with the seller. They just don't allow that. So instead, what you're doing now is you're going to recontract with a retail buyer, and then you're going to change the contract between the seller now to the retail buyer, and you get the spread, the difference between the net proceeds from the retail offer and the agreed upon amount with the seller. And I hope that makes sense. And I've got some videos in the description below that will help you really understand the entire novation process. I did an entire masterclass. I think it's 7 or 8 videos with Rich Wonders, who's a pro at novations. And we really broke it all down. I'll put the link to that in the description below. Be sure to check that out so that you can get a firm understanding of how novations work. Now, here's why this is really important. Because you're going to market to the exact same sellers when you do a low cash assignment or a novation. Nothing changes in your marketing. The difference now is that you're going to identify, okay, this situation here with this seller would make a good novation. Now, novations, if you do them right, they actually net you more than a typical cash assignment in a lot of cases. Not every time, but in a lot of cases. And the seller gets more money. So when is it an ideal situation for a novation? How do you recognize, okay, this is a low cash offer and this is a novation offer? Well, I put a side-by-side comparison. I've identified the top things that you need to be able to recognize. So what I want to do is a comparison of those. So if you think about a cash assignment, there's got to be very high motivation. And when I say motivation from a level of like 0 motivation to a level 10 motivation, this is, we're talking the 8s, 9s, and 10s, right? Very high motivation, meaning there's something drastic going on in their life. There's some major catastrophe. There's some sort of distress, and they would rather have peace of mind than equity. They want the speed and convenience of a cash offer. So that's the other thing, is it's got to be high urgency. The ideal cash offer is when someone really needs the cash as quickly as possible. And when I say quickly as possible, that's usually under 30 days. Sometimes 3 weeks, 2 weeks, sometimes a week. You know, if it's a pre-foreclosure and their foreclosure's next week, that's high motivation. So there's that high motivation, high intent, high urgency to close, and high equity. You can't make a low cash offer if there's no equity. It's just not going to work, right? So these are properties that have to have high equity, almost free and clear, or maybe just a little bit on there. But these aren't properties that have mid or low equity for a cash offer. Also, you're getting the biggest discount, like I mentioned. So on a cash offer, you're typically around 50% of its current as-is value. Now, there's an entire formula of ARV, less repairs, less, you know, percentages, minus your wholesale fee and all of that. But at the end of the day, you're usually looking at 40, sometimes 50% of its current as-is value. That's the price you need to be at on a low cash offer. That way that you've got enough room there to assign it to a cash buyer. He's got enough room now to make money doing his thing. Okay, so again, that's the biggest discount of all real estate transactions. A low cash offer is going to be your lowest, your biggest discount, your lowest price. And again, the biggest priority for a seller that's interested in a low cash offer is going to be the speed and convenience that cash offer provides. Because they're not waiting now. It's a quick close and they're getting the money in their pocket. Now, when would an ideal novation take place? Talking to us, the seller, same seller. But this time that seller's got some unique things going on. It's a little bit different situation. For example, they're at an average motivation. They're at maybe a 4 or a 5 or maybe a 6, right? They're not that high motivation, meaning they'll take that steep discount for some cash in 2 weeks. They want to sell. They are motivated. There's usually some distress going on, but they're not willing to take that super big discount because they're not that motivated, but they're still motivated, right? So again, if a 0 motivation would be a retail seller who wants the highest price the market can pay, and a 10 is a low cash offer situation, a novation is in the middle. They're at about a 5 motivation, to kind of help you put that in perspective. These are properties that are not in really poor condition. They're in move-in condition. They're livable. They're usually dated, but functional. You literally could move in, but the kitchen's older, maybe the flooring's older, but it's clean enough to live in. I call it mortgageable. Remember, a novation is going to go to an end buyer who's going to get financing. So for the most part, it's got to be livable, can't have the roof caving in or, you know, foundation issues or missing the furnace or anything like that. It won't be ideal for a novation. The other thing is that there's a lower urgency to close. This is a seller that can wait 60 days. A typical novation takes about 60 days. So they don't need the money next week. They can wait about 60 days. Also, the discount is not nearly as drastic as a low cash offer. If a low cash offer on a $300,000 house at 50% is 150, you know, 50% of 300 as is value, about 150. A novation is more like 75% of the as is value. So about a 25% discount, not a 50% discount. See the difference? And so what you're doing now is you're able to pay the seller a whole lot more because you don't need the low cash offer, because your exit isn't to a cash buyer, it's to a retail buyer. So they'll pay a whole lot more. Okay, this is the difference now between cash and novation. And a novation, an ideal novation, that type of seller, their biggest priority is a 5-star experience, or what we call a white glove experience. They want it to be completely hands-off. They don't want to have to deal with any of it. They just want to know that there's a price that they get and you're going to handle everything. And they understand you're going to market this on the MLS. You're going to market it to retail buyers, but you're going to handle showings. You're going to handle inspections. You're going to handle making sure that the buyers are qualified. If there are some minor repairs, that's built into the deal. So you take care of that. The seller wants to know, at the end of the day, I'm going to get this number and that's all I need to worry about. And they're going to handle everything else. So now what happens is you take a lot of your sellers that you're talking to that just don't qualify for a low cash offer, that there's no way in heck you could assign that to a cash buyer and make any money. Now, because you can pay more, if it fits what I just described, now you can do a novation. You got to learn the mechanics and how to do the paperwork and the whole process. But now you can do a novation and now you can sell it to a retail buyer and make a whole lot more. We shoot to make a $40,000 profit on a novation. Think about that, $40,000. Average assignment is around $15,000. Now we don't land at 40 all the time, but we get it quite a bit. And you know, sometimes we land at 30, sometimes 25. But our novations right now are averaging about twice the net profit as a typical assignment. So we try to average around 20,000 and we're trying to average around 40,000 on a novation. That's how cool this is. So you're making more, seller's making more, but it's fitting that unique box of an ideal novation. Okay, guys, I've got some really cool resources for you. I put together an entire novation kit. It's got the calculator. It's got some scripts on there. It's got a breakdown of how to do it, the contracts, the paperwork that you need to do it, all absolutely free. Just go to novationkit.com. And again, you can download that for free. And guys, let me know if you want to know more about this. I'm going to be doing a lot more videos around how novations work, especially like there's a calculator that I created that's in that free kit, and how you crunch the numbers and how you're going to comp a property and how the whole process works. So watch for that video. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll see you on the next video.